Significant conferences at Paris and Topsom. On November 16 and 17, soon after the Whites settled in Paris, a conference was held. Ellen White described it in a letter to friends in Vermont. Our last conference was one of deep interest. Two were dug from beneath the rubbish. The present truth was presented in its clear light and it found way to the hearts of the erring. Before the meeting closed, all were upon their knees. Some were crying for mercy that had been cold-hearted and indifferent, others were begging for a closer walk with God and for salvation. It was as powerful a time as I ever witnessed. The slaying power of God was in our midst. Shouts of victory filled the dwelling. The saints here seemed to be rising and growing in grace and the knowledge of the truth. 2 months before, at the conference held at Topsom, October 12 and 13, there had been similar exciting experiences. Ellen White wrote of it November 7, just before the Paris conference. Our conference at Topsom was one of deep interest. 28 were present, all took part in the meeting. Sunday the power of God came upon us like a mighty, rushing wind. All arose upon their feet and praised God with a loud voice. It was something as it was when the foundation of the house of God was laid. The voice of weeping could not be told from the voice of shouting. It was a triumphant time. All were strengthened and refreshed. I never witnessed such a powerful time before. Was the emerging church entering upon a period of emotionalism? Was this exciting and seemingly satisfying experience one that was to be encouraged and depended upon? In a vision given to Ellen White on December 24, God sounded a solemn warning, a warning that not only related to these exciting occasions but had a clear bearing on some unusual experiences of the previous 2 years in talking in unknown tongues.